It's your hometown morning show with Dave and Doreen on 96.5 WKLH.
So last night, Doreen had a chance to go do something fun, something that most of us can now go do because I think
soon.
It's not officially open yet?
No, not until April.
All right, so tell us what you did.
I went to the New Fashioned, which took the place of the Punch Bowl Social in the Deer District.
Right.
And I, full disclosure, was never in Punch Bowl Social.
Oh, you weren't?
No, okay. I never went in there. So I don't. I'm not comparing it to that at all because I have nothing to compare it to. I loved it. It's decorated very Wisconsin, Milwaukee. They have dart ball, bowling, curling.
Oh, they do. Uh-huh. That's awesome. That's really cool.
And they have a wall filled with taps of beer. So like you get a wristband and you can load it for how many ounces you want. So ours came loaded last night with 16 ounces. And then you can either do beer or they had pre-mixed cocktails and a couple of wines on that wall. And then you can fill as much as you want up to that 16 ounces or whatever you paid for. The food was great. They are using the Benson Group as their caterer. And the Benson Group is like Bridgewater Grill and AJ's Smoke Shack. Like those, that group of restaurants, Onesto. It was great. It was fun. The bowling was fun because it wasn't like regular bowling. They had different games that you could play. Like one of the games that we played, you had to hit the bumpers.
Okay.
Or the, you know, like, yeah, bumpers. But they were different colors. And then you had to try and hit certain colors and they were blinking and changing. And
oh, that's cool. That's really fun.
It was really fun. The food, like everything about it was great. I hope that this location isn't doomed just for some reason.
Yeah. I don't think it is because it's a prime location.
It is a prime location. And I mean, if you are going to the Fiserv for anything before or after, like, and even if you're not going, this would be such a great place to have a group of friends or a work outing, you know, like any of that kind of stuff.
Did you notice whether did they lean into the new fashion / old fashioned thing?
They did. So they have their signature like old fashioned drink. And that's sort of the signage. It's like an orange peel and a cherry on a stick, which was it's very cool. And there's even a shop in there where you can purchase different Wisconsin goods like t-shirts and bags and puzzles, and it just this little tiny shop. It was great. They were featuring Charlie Baron's brandy last night.
Oh, that's
the
right.
Brandy,
yeah.
Old fashioned, and so it was. I highly recommend checking it out. It was a lot of fun.
It's called the New Fashion. It's in the Deer District.
Yep, and we found street parking like really easily. So there wasn't anything happening at Fiserv yesterday, but so I wouldn't use that as your excuse. You know, if you're going down there when there's nothing going on down there.
You'll be able to park.
You'll totally be able to park. It was great. I mean, just fun. And it's a place that you can take the kids, you know, with all the different games like dartball. I got to teach my family how to play dartball yesterday.
Yeah, it's interesting that two of the things that you discovered over the past year were incorporated in that.
Yeah.
It's like they took notes from you.
I know. Curling and dartball. And yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Now tell everybody what you're doing tonight.
Tonight, I'm emceeing the Caledonia Police Department's awards ceremony.
That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's quite the amount of awards. The script they sent me is 23 pages long.
Wow.
So
well, that's good.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a great night.
Well, say hi to the folks in Caledonia. They're always very good about providing us the crime blotter.
I will. And if you want to see what the new fashioned is all about, you can follow me on Instagram at DORENE 965 WKLH. That's my Instagram handle.